Are you gonna keep us? You're gonna keep us healthy on the rundown, all right? Do I gotta? So I don't gotta. All right, perfect. I'll put phones away then.
Let me put my shit on. Hold on, D&D. Okay. Put it in focus mode.
Yes. All right. Ready to roll ski. Start on Rosie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all ready? Forgot how to do this. What's poppin', people? Welcome back to another episode of Say Less. And by welcome back, I mean welcome back.
Yeah.
Another episode of Say Less, baby. With Kaz.
Yeah.
PG Lowski
in the building, aka Top Dog Now.
Y'all call me that.
Rosie.
What up, Rosie?
What's going on?
Oh, man, I missed you guys.
I missed y'all.
It's so good to be in the room again. In this room specifically, too. Like, I wanted to make sure when we got back together, we were here in WTF, where I think we did a lot of our best work. And
5 seconds in, and Lowe's already upset.
Nah, he's not tight yet. We'll get him tight. That's you know, that doesn't take much work. But no, on some real shit, man, thank you for whoever is out there listening to this. I know we had taken a long time away from doing this podcast, but we are back independent again, ad-free, just for the love of the game, potting, like it was supposed to be. Like, we started off doing this thing, man. And I got to tell you, bro, it's so good to see y'all. So good to be in front of a microphone with you guys again. Because there was a time that I was just, and I think that time is still kind of happening, where like, just the sight of seeing people with microphones and podcast mics, it was becoming like a four-letter word a little bit, right? Like, it felt like just so much oversaturation. How do you stand out? How do you do this? How do you do that? And I think everybody who's, you know, listened to the show for a while has followed all of us and followed everything that we've done since we've taken a little bit of a hiatus. But, man, I just want to say, I before we even continue, I appreciate all you guys for supporting throughout the years. This is about to be our fourth year. Jeez. Doing this show. The time really fucking flew from the pandemic all the way into now, but there was definitely, I think we all went through a lot of life changes. I certainly did. I welcomed a new little girl into my life.
Yeah.
And, you know, I needed some time to go and do that. And right. As much as, you know, work is work, doing Say Less is such an involved process that I was like, I wouldn't even feel right coming back knowing that my head was in so many different places, especially bringing a new little one into my life. And you know, and then it's always been a weird sort of thing where folks be like, you can't just like take time away from doing a podcast. Like, that's been the cardinal sin for everybody. Like, don't stop. But damn it, I'm human, you're human,
it's
we're all
okay.
Human.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay.
And we do this shit because we love doing it. And I think that's what makes this show fun again. Like,
right.
It's like, man, when you're doing podcasting for so many different reasons, you forget like why I did it initially. Mm-hmm. And I think this era of what the show is going to be is about getting back to that and what makes it fun. Right. And not just, God, another bunch of motherfuckers with podcast mics.
Behind the mic. Stuff,
you know?
That's just how it goes, man.
But, man, Lo, you've been super busy since we last was sitting here in a room together talking junk, man.
Yeah.
So how's life on Top Dog Entertainment?
Life is life.
How's Kendrick doing?
You know, life is life. I don't really got too much to say about it. It's just, you know.
Dog, you've been in the middle of every, like, all right. So I'll say this.
It's beef season.
It's beef season,
it's
right?
It's beef season.
There's been obvious, like, opportunities to bring the show back and really get back into swing of things and talking junk again. But boy, did, like, the last, like, month and a half, maybe 2 months of hip-hop discourse make me be like, man, I miss just getting in the room and just being able to talk shit with these guys. So for better or worse,
I want to get in the booth, honestly.
Right. Like,
they got me feeling like I want to beef with somebody.
Everybody
like, drop a track.
Is beefing.
Right.
Drake, Kendrick, beefing.
Yeah.
Future Drake, beefing.
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
You ever been dissed by somebody singing?
I mean,
singing it to you.
I mean, I'll tell you this though, right? Like Drake,
he sung that shit.
It definitely felt like a 20-for-1 at some point. Now, right. To get to Drake's credit, he has been taking he's been saying a lot of slick things about a lot of people for a long time, and maybe people are saying slick stuff back to him.
Right.
But I mean, gosh, I think in some way or another, we've all kind of followed this sort of rivalry for a long time between like Drake, Kendrick, and even Cole, the big three, whatever the hell it is.
Right, right, right.
So for folks who may have missed us talking about this, we'll give you the quick cliff notes. We Don't Trust You drops. Features a song called Like That. Mm-hmm. Like That talks about the big three, referencing first-person shooter, takes shots at Drake and Kendrick. Mm-hmm. I mean, Drake and J. Cole. Mm-hmm. J. Cole, you know, fires back.
Yeah, that's
it was kind of a whack this.
he took it back.
He said, ah, this is kind of whack. I don't think I really want to do this.
Right.
Drake takes a couple of days. He comes back with Drop It, Give Me 50, push-ups. Yeah. Leaks off of Reddit. Straight up like Z-Share style, blog era, sort of everybody just sharing a link for a weekend, dropping fucking lyrics about this song.
Yeah.
Fast forward to, Tailor-Made, you know, a response again to Kendrick. Drake not really taking his foot off of Kendrick's neck. He felt like in the past several years, Kendrick will drop a diss and then go hide, and then Drake will drop a diss and keep sending subliminals at the dude, and he never respond.
I don't think he hides, though.
I'm putting the pressure on him super hard this time. He does it, kind of comes back to mixed reviews. People are like, Snoop, you could have just, Snoop's alive. You don't really need to do AI voices. Tupac's dead. There's lots of ways, and AI's been a crazy thing that we're all still learning to live with in this day and age. Right. So the estate sends a cease and desist to the song. So, and all in all, we got two deleted songs. We got two rappers beefing. Cole, who might have probably been the most wisest person out of the whole situation, said, ah, this is going in a weird direction. I'm still really a fan of Kendrick. I thought this was for the sport. I tap out. Here comes Kanye West out of left field.
doing what he does.
He's fucking Lex Luthor saying, like, we are very pleased with the coming together of the downfall of Drake. Which immediately made it corny. We're just like, all right, now I got to root for this dude Drake when he's sitting here sounding like a supervillain. Right. And then in between all of those beefs, other folks started beefing. Rosie called it Afro beef.
Afro
early
beef
in the day, which sounded a lot vulgar than it really is.
There's Afro beef. Davido and Wizkid.
Got Davido and Wizkid beefing with each other on one side.
Right.
And I just gotta say, Lo, man, like you have been a historian when it comes to this type of stuff.
King
just
beef.
Just anybody who's followed Lo on X or on social media or on his show with Ebro and Nadeska on Apple Music, they have been chronicling these beefs for the past several weeks, going into months now. Keep it real, Lo.
What?
Hip-hop has been boring for a long time. There was conversations about people saying, like, man, I don't know if hip-hop is going to last because it's gotten so boring.
That's stupid.
There was so many. I mean, I'm just saying what I've seen. Like, charts, you know, charts were showing that, like, hip-hop was, like, dwindling down. I'm not talking about white folks. This is data.
It's white folks writing this shit. But, go ahead.
But you know, there was, so keep it real. No. As much as the beef may be tied into some real stuff or some real honest, you know, feelings of animosity towards one another, is the beef good for not just the culture, but for the business?
Just had this conversation last night on another podcast.
Yeah.
So it's like, you got to look, you know, Future went back to back with number one albums 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Second album didn't have any beef or situations on it.
Right.
Aside from the
we
Rocky.
Still don't trust you.
The Rocky version in there.
But Future's like always been a big numbers guy. You know, Schoolboy Q just dropped his album, which is phenomenal. Nas and Primo are back together. You know, Dave East just dropped a two-piece with Harry Fraud. You know, Simba's been dropping shit. Reason's been dropping shit. Like, you know, if you look in the places that hip-hop is pure, you know, it's still flourishing. It still lives. It's still exciting for me. Like, you know, for the casual consumer, like, yeah, they're beefing. Yeah, this, that, and the third. But that's always been hip-hop. Hip-hop has always been built on competition, right? But beef is not never really sold. Like, when Drake and Push were going at it, those records didn't sell. You know, when Drake and Meek went at it, like, yeah, granted, back-to-back, damn, they won a Grammy, but like,
yeah, back to back is Grammy nominated. Yeah, but like, Stay Scheming was sold a lot of records.
I mean, did it?
I mean, Stay Scheming was.
Stay Scheming really wasn't like a beef record. It was just like, yeah, like, all right, it was a fire record, but like,
he smacked Common around a little bit.
Yeah,
and,
like,
you know,
like, no one really said you wasn't
shooting with me. Then people would say you wasn't shooting with me in the gym.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a diamond record or a platinum record. It was like, all right, cool. It was a good record. Like That is a good record.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, the
what's been your experiences with Like That and push-ups in the real life?
I don't want to hear push-ups in the club.
But have you? Like, have you heard it in a situation? Push-ups in an outside situation?
I mean, I've heard it outside, but it's just like,
I'm not a club person no more. I haven't clubbed in years. But I have
I've heard Like That.
I feel like he's just saying outside in general.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Not just club.
That's what I'm saying.
Like that is the favor. You know, like, I hear that everywhere. I don't hear push-ups everywhere.
You know, I'll tell you this. Like That is probably the better, like, outside record. Like, that's the record I hear a lot more outside. Yeah,
that's the better record.
But boy, if I
so are y'all saying,
if I wouldn't tell you if I don't hear Metro Shut Your Whole Ass Up and Make Some Drums, nigga, all the time, every single day. That's
why push-ups is good?
No, I'm not saying push-ups is the better record. I'm just saying, like, that moment.
That was funny.
Like, it's kind
it
of...
It was funny. It was like, all right.
That was funny.
That was funny.
You
like, laugh? Yeah, I get it.
I laugh.
You get
like,
it?
Yeah, I laugh. Yeah,
did you
like,
run it back?
All right, like...
You run it back?
But like, I mean, that's what we paying attention to? Like,
I'll tell you this. As a diss record, I think push-ups is the better record. Like, as a diss record. Like, as far
like
as
that's
like...
that's not even really a diss record because he's responding to first-person shooter, so it's a response record.
Okay, but Like That made me look at first-person shooter in a different lens as a diss record, right? Yeah. I'm like, oh, damn, okay. This is who he's referring to, obviously, or if this is who he's referring to, this is how Kendrick took it and made it a response. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, just response for response, diss for diss, I thought push-ups was a better diss record. Then like
that. Yeah, it was cool.
Who was more direct with their diss?
They both were.
I think Drake was a little bit more direct.
In first person shooter?
Yeah, we know who.
In first person shooter?
Not in first person shooter, but definitely in push-ups.
Obviously push-ups is you got two ears. You know
it's weird though, because like when I first heard first person shooter, I didn't think about Kendrick at all, except for that one line was like
Kendrick's that angry dude in the club. Like, you talking to me?
Right, right? Like, I was thinking about it.
You bumped into me?
What's the big three?
I thought the moment of Drake and Cole was big enough for that to be
the
moment.
What's the big three?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't think when that
who else you thinking of?
I mean, I'm not saying anybody else because they named the dude. He said Kendrick. He said, hey, that is an Aubrey or me. Yeah. So that's why I was saying when I thought about the big three, I didn't think about Kendrick at all.
I thought that was a compliment.
I thought it was a compliment too, but I thought first person shooter was much more just about Drake and Cole coming back together and getting on their thing and not so much about let's get together to shit on this nigga.
No, I don't think it was him. I don't think, Kendrick already doesn't like Drake.
Yeah.
Like, we know that.
What did Kendrick text you this morning?
Yeah, he told you that?
Like, don't do what Twitter does. Don't be the corny person.
I have to do what Twitter does.
Don't do that.
I have to do what Twitter does.
So, in Kendrick's words.
Over a decade, you have called this man Sherbert. And? You have called this man everything but a son of God when it came to rap beefs. And now that he is,
I was calling him Sherbert before all the rap beefs.
You have been a noted Drake. What's the word?
Don't even say hater.
No, I'm not going to say hater.
Let me do that.
You've been a
not just a hater.
You've been a noted Drake. What's the word when you're anti-conforming?
Anti-conforming.
When you're the word's going to kill me.
Anti-Drake.
You've been I think anti-Drake's too far. I think Lowe is much more.
Like, I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't understand why people have to go so deep into like trying to explain how I view this artist. Like, if you watch Rap Life, and if you really watch my Twitter, if you really watch the shows that I'm on, you really see that I will critique Drake, Hove to the highest degree because that's where I hold them to the highest standard. Mm. If some shit is whack, some shit is whack. Mm. If some shit is fire, some shit is fire. there's been plenty of times where I'm like, yo, I like this album. I don't like this part, but I like this part. When he dropped Scary Hours 3,
that's
I was
true.
Enamored.
He does do that.
I'm like, yo, this nigga's finally rapping. Oh, this is one of my that's favorite true. Projects. That's so, true. Like, now it's like every time I said one little poke, oh, here, this nigga on his dick. Like, y'all niggas on Twitter gotta get off my fucking dick when it comes to this.
Hey,
nigga.
Yo.
Because it's like, I've really
you don't gotta come back that vulgar.
like, he is fed are up.
You, no, all right, so you want me to be PC? Like, no, I like Drake. And
we
like,
don't gotta,
no,
we don't gotta
off, no,
invite people to your genitals.
I'm tired of always out in the
I thought we were just having a good old time.
No, because it's always been this. I'm tired of this conversation. Like, it's like
I gotta tell you, as somebody who knows you personally, like, if I didn't know you personally, I'd say, all right, this dude. Not that he doesn't like Drake, but like
no one can explain it. No one can explain it.
I think you get a real kick out of people going at him. I think you do. And I think a lot of people do. You're not alone in that.
I get a kick out of it.
I think he's such a unique artist and a unique person in the public eye that when people take shots at him, it's entertaining, right? Like he's the top nigga.
Dude. Like, what do you like? I don't understand why this is a foreign concept. They're supposed to.
No, I'm not saying.
No, I'm just saying, like, niggas are supposed to come at him. They're supposed to pay attention to when he drops. They're supposed to pay attention to any slick thing he says in his raps.
Yeah.
They're supposed to pay attention to all the moves that he makes. They did that with Hov.
Right.
They did that with X, with Big, with Pac. They did that with everybody.
And that I'm fine with, right? But the only thing that's made this beef different is that, like, according to literally anybody that I would listen to or has more knowledge about me about this, there's some, like, overreaching, like, thing that like nobody wants to talk about Drake, right? Like, you ever watch the Boondocks when freaking Gangstalicious is like, damn, what did he do to make all them niggas that mad? Right? Like, that's kind of what I felt with the 20v1.
It's
I'm like,
success.
Is it just the success?
What else?
I think it's the success and the lack of struggle.
I mean,
to what people think a struggle
it's
a is.
It's success. It's the pillow talking.
I was saying the pillow talking was the one thing.
It's a bunch of petty,
the accused
catty
pillow
shit.
Talking.
I mean, whatever. It's catty shit that he gets away with in addition to being successful.
Okay.
Right? So there's like a nuance to it. Like, yo, this nigga's, he acts so light-skinned. He wears the berets
just
in his head.
Just a sassy rapper,
nails,
bro.
But the nigga can outbar all of us.
Yeah.
And he has some of the best-selling singles.
I'd be,
singles.
Like, I'd be there's mad.
There's a portion of why niggas are frustrated. So
like,
I
some hairpins
it.
Out your head.
In addition, like, you're nice.
Right.
Like, you're actually good.
But there's that underlying thing of like, yeah, are you nice?
Because every week
a reference track comes out
all right.
of a song that he did. So
clearly,
it's like,
clearly niggas don't give a fuck about that.
Oh,
that shit's been, that happened, right. That happened, what, 2018 when...
And I heard a reference track off of Honestly Nevermind like last week. Cash Cobain? Cash Cobain that did one of these records?
Oh, yeah.
Drake records? I forgot what it was.
This core fan base has clearly proven they do not give a... They're not us. They're not, you know, like, we care about that.
Okay.
These motherfuckers just don't care about that. And
sound
not,
good. I'm
they're not
going to
let us, like... Give them the history lesson, like, yo, you gotta write your own shit. Like, we're past that. We did that. And I'm not trying to, like, convince these young niggas, like, all right, if you like it, you like it. Cool.
Gotcha.
So, and that's just what it is. And there are niggas that are, like, going at him and, like, in competition with him, like, damn, how the fuck does he keep getting away with this shit?
It's like, it does sound like,
and it's like,
not gonna hold you. When Kanye's sitting there like twiddling his fingers,
Kanye is like, we are
glad for the downfall.
And it's
of
not Prince. Gonna, but and that's
it
the thing.
It makes me hard to root against this nigga Drake.
No, but that's the thing. It's not gonna happen. There's no downfall. There's no elimination. Like, that nigga is not going to stop. He's a fucking machine.
What do you think the red button is, Lo?
What do you mean?
He keeps rapping about pushing the red button, and he hasn't pushed the red button yet.
Oh, like he's gonna let some shit off his chest. Probably the Cat Williams button.
What's that one thing you can hear about?
That Cat Williams.
I don't want to hear no. Like, I don't want to hear no red button shit when you went to fucking Larry, to Jay Prince, and was like, oh, I didn't want to sound too mean. Like, all right, like really, really. Now you're threatening us with the red button.
Oh no!
When you could have pressed the red button with Meek, I mean with Push,
ago.
But you didn't press the red button with Push. So I damn sure know you ain't gonna press it with Kendrick.
I don't know.
So cut all that red button shit out. We want to see some entertaining shit, but I'm gonna press, nigga. Press it. That's why we here. Press it.
I dare
it.
You.
Sorry, you tell him. PG
I dare
Lo.
You.
That's why we here. Don't do that because like that. Well, no, sir. I don't like that because like people really believe that. And that's not cool. Like people really like, yo, like nigga, like have y'all ever seen me with these niggas? Have y'all ever seen me talk
to them? Have y'all ever seen these motherfuckers out, period?
I'm just going off of what you said.
No, because people are really that gullible. Like, you haven't experienced that. I'm watching it every day. Yeah. People are that gullible. So it's like, I don't want that.
So you just like, did. Now you feed into it, come back from Compton.
I don't like that narrative out there because it now excuses my opinion. Like it kind of like, oh, well, of course you're going to say that about Drake. Of course you're going to, that shit, you know, Kendrick's your guy. And I'm like, no, it's not. Like,
okay.
So I don't want it to shave off like my actual opinion on this situation.
Okay.
That's what I don't like.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Respectfully.
But I'll say, I will say though, like there's definitely, you know, there's definitely an opportunity there where right now I think there's been a lot more. I'll put it out there, man. Like Drake uses folks like you to help further his narrative. Like he's done it with Case and I, he's done it with academics. He's done it with like all these streamers. Whatever narrative he wants, right? Like he's real smart to his credit. Like, I guess if it's beef, like, rules is rules or whatever. But, like, you know, and he's kind of done it throughout his whole career. Like, he knows which media entities to, like, or meet and talking heads to sort of get next to.
He ain't never said a word to me. He ain't never had me on no stream. None of these niggas have.
I'm just saying, you know, there is, I guess, in a former life, it would be the equivalent of Dr. Dre and 50 Cent giving a double XL exclusive to them, or like, you know, doing something with Nas and the Source where he's burning the magazine or anything like that.
Right.
Like, it's just different now, right? Like in rap beefs, you know, rappers have traditionally used like the rap media to sort of, you know, push whatever they need to push when words or lyrics won't just do it. Mm-hmm. So when people are saying that about you, it doesn't come from thin air. It just comes from, okay, this is just a new version of that.
Does come from thin air because it's not like it came from, you know, like Punch or like Top or like, you know, any of them. Like it came from Academics TV.
Okay. But it's not the only person too. I mean, like you'll see Maul talking about his conversations with Drake, living into the
podcast.
See,
that's the difference. That's the difference.
This is a Drake conversation, it's not about you. When it comes to what Drake does as far as manipulating media, that's probably a strong word. But using the media to, you know, help further his story, like while Kendrick is very much the out of sight, out of mind sort of like
he never needed that.
Mystique to sort of hide away. And Drake's like, no, you coming out. Like, I don't feel like
Kendrick be hiding.
I don't know.
Hiding is the wrong term.
I don't think he'd be hiding. I think he doesn't give a fuck for the same things that Drake does.
This is not abnormal behavior from Kendrick.
No,
like,
it's
not. Let's set the table with that.
So that's what makes it interesting to me.
Because it's like, bro, like he will. Yeah, like Drake is just all over the place.
Fucking entity. Yeah. Like, he is bigger in many ways.
Kendrick just corporate is just not. Wise, yeah, right.
He's bigger than certain genres.
Right.
Right. Like, he helps literally this music business move. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even all the way fucking in on the inner workings of the music industry as I once was. But I think the naked eye can tell shit don't move without Drake and maybe Taylor Swift. Right.
Well,
but Kendrick,
a lot of shit moves without Drake.
Hey, you could
clearly,
you can see the numbers are there.
All right, well, yeah, Future,
numbers, how you feel about who sells the most, whatever. Like, you could moan and groan how you want. There has been nobody in this industry who has sold and moved more units than him.
Yeah, that period. That's fine, but like the industry still moves on. Regardless, whatever
we haven't seen it in the past 14 years.
But what are we looking like? What are you looking to see, or what are you looking like? Yeah, he's the highest selling artist. Okay, cool, we got that.
Yeah,
but there's still niggas putting out dope shit. Like,
of course,
doing what they got to do.
Right,
not you know, circling around Drake. But yeah, like the nigga sells records.
Of course, okay, I'm just saying in the way Drake operates and the way Kendrick operates are in two completely different ways of operating. So that's why I'm saying when people are coming at you, accusing you of being PG low, whatever. It's not, again, and I agree with you. I know it's bullshit, but I'm just saying I'm coming from the fan's eye perspective of why they would like look at it a certain way, because you're not the only person that it's been done to. I'm not even saying Kendrick's team hits you like that, but I'm saying we clearly know Drake's team hits Maul, Academics, Elliot, whatever hip hop media is out there to help further whatever agenda or whatever talking point he wants to talk about.
Right.
Right now, that talking point is going at this dude. Right. Whereas Kendrick works the complete opposite way, right? Like, when he drops something, everybody stops and puts their ears up to listen what he does.
Sure.
And I think a part of that, I think a part of that kind of drives Drake a little nuts, right? Like, he's kind of afforded himself the opportunity. He's kind of afforded himself the position to move when he wants to move. And even with all the shenanigans that we've seen over the past several weeks, Kendrick still hasn't responded. Kendrick has had to delete no song.
I don't think he's like that. Do you guys think he's going to respond?
Of course.
In his own way.
Yeah, but he's built on competition.
On his own time.
People have to really understand, like, if you
like, people are still reacting to Control. They're still reacting to Control.
If you follow Kendrick throughout his whole career, he moves on his own clock. So, like, this behavior is not abnormal because it's only heightened because Drake is antagonizing him.
Mm.
And I don't give a fuck how y'all feel. Drake is spiraling.
You really think he's spiraling? I saw you say that. You really think he's spiraling?
Why are you taking a selfie with Compton Community College? what are we doing here?
Just to show him he in the hook and Kendrick somewhere. Like I don't care.
I'd rather you just drop another record. I'd rather you just double down on the records.
Kanye said that Drake does sneaky stuff that only like specific people will catch.
Yeah,
like
course.
The way he beefs with people is he'll do certain things and say certain things that will fly over the heads of the general public, but, like, you'll know it's meant for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not literally for us.
Yeah.
Like, I want
like the buying the Neptune chains and burn. Yeah, I don't know if he really burnt them down or not, but him
but just buying it in general.
He selfied himself with the Neptune chains. I was like, ugh.
No, but
I'm sure there's something dark behind that.
Drake is one of the, that's who he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? But is only but so many motherfuckers you could play with like that.
Okay.
Push one, Kendrick two. Those are the niggas you don't play with like that.
Okay, when you say play with.
I'm excited.
Like the burning the chains and the saying that the direct thing that only you. I'm not saying he's scared of them, but and I'm saying everybody.
Okay.
Those two of the niggas you just don't play with like that. Cause they will take it to a point where it's like.
What's the point to
no return.
I don't know. I don't think it's that. I really don't think it's that because I feel like, I don't know. I don't, I love, you know, brother loves me some Pusha T.
All right.
Loves him.
Loves him. Ran to the shop and said, I don't want to be mean.
That was kind of crazy.
And now you talking about
him. Tell him what I told you, Drake.
Bro, like, tell
you can never let me down. Like, now you talking about a rep.
I'm not going to hold you.
Come on.
As big of a Drake fan I am,
that was a bad moment.
I guess, all right, there was two. All right, so you know,
I respect it.
I'm a Drake and Cole fan, man.
Those were bad moments.
Yo, Cole,
those were bad moments.
And then Drake going to the shop had me like.
But you notice how no one really shifted their view, like they did with Cole.
No. Here's the thing. I think the Cole thing is eventually gonna
It'll die down.
I think it'll benefit in the long run. I think people really were. I think the excitement of seeing a fucking triple threat match for the hip hop championship belt between Kendrick and Cole and Drake got people so excited that when Cole said, I'm tapping out, people were just. I think people overreacted just a little bit.
No, he's just not. He's not. He's not that type of person.
I think the things that are being.
So he should have never said anything.
I agree.
Should just
kept
his mouth shut.
That's my thing.
I love Cole, but just.
If he would have just not said anything, I don't think people would have reacted the way that they did.
Not at all.
But he should have took the Kendrick route. You see how Kendrick
and
not saying anything.
And it overshadowed that phenomenal project he put out.
Oh, I'm still listening to the
Michael Lee
later.
Yeah, I still listen.
Yeah. I'm still waving the Cole flag strong. I'm just getting flamed. But I was like, you know
don't
what? He's gonna look better because of this.
You're always getting flamed for something you support.
You're gonna get inflamed for things I support.
Exactly.
New York sports is on fire right now.
Flames.
It's been crazy. Right now we're taping maybe a few days before people are gonna hear this, but in any case, we'll keep it a buck. This is game five tonight. It was between the Knicks and the Sixers, but that's not important. The important thing is
you said that's not important.
The important thing is the Rangers are doing well, the Knicks are doing well, the Yankees are doing well, the Mets are doing well, and OJ Simpson's dead. Yeah.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Go ahead. Tell them your conspiracy theory here.
Yeah, K. Kendrick
just dropped.
What?
Kendrick just dropped.
Are you serious?
Yeah, somebody.
Fire it up.
No.
I just got a text. It was like, yo, it's time.
Fire it up.
I'm like,
6 minutes.
No.
Forget the rundown. Edit.
Hold on. Hold on. Time out.
Wait, can we play it?
Play it. Oh, my phone's blowing up. Can we play it on the joint?
What?
Let's get some live reactions.
This
is some clips right here for y'all. Let's go.
As we were just talking about it.
Just as I was sitting here talking about,
I'm like, how is Kendrick
on your own time and why?
And I said, is Kendrick gonna drop? What do y'all think? On his own time.
I think
it's right now. It's right now. Right
now. We need timestamps on that. We put that clip.
Not 7:32.
Oh my God.
Cali time.
Look at PG Lil smiles. You know, he's so excited.
No.
Stop.
I'm kidding. All right.
Stop.
Are we good?
Okay, let's hear it.
You gonna play it up on the speaker?
Yeah. Yeah, play.
Oh, I'm so excited. Fire already. No, I'm joking. Let's get it! He about to spit bars.
Wait, let me hear where he's going with this.
He about to start rapping.
Oh my God.
That was his little intro. I know he about to start flowing. Oh,
Nah, son. Yo, what the fuck?
Said we don't
want to
what?
We don't want to hear you say nigga no more. Is that it? Is that it?
Yo!
Dog, nah, put the phones down. Put the fucking phones down. Hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Time out. Time out. I'm so glad I picked Kendrick.
What?
For those of you guys who judge my choice.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Hold on.
2 minutes. We need six.
All right.
We need six. 2 minutes each. I know they're going to be on their phone. 6 minutes.
Let me just send this out, and then let's fucking go. Oh, my God. It's called Euphoria?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Whoa. Yo, Kendrick, no.
Oh, my God.
Kendrick, no. I knew it. Once he stopped singing, I was like, he about to start rapping. He about to go in. The knockout, bro. Came with a two-piece.
That was a hard-ass.
The which one?
The 1v20. You talking about Ghost Rider.
I like when he said, yeah, fuck all that push and pee. Can you push a T? Can you push a T? No, you cannot.
Oh, my God.
Someone come pick me up off the floor. Look at us. Someone come pick us off the floor.
Oh, my God. All right, let's roll. Let's
air
roll.
That bitch out. You
good? Yeah, she's on the line. Are we good?
Yo.
All right. So...
Why?
Fuck all that shit we was just talking about.
Dog, why air 6 minutes of flames?
Yo, all right. So we're in the middle of taping a podcast, right? This was going to be our, Eden's here, Lowe's here, Rosie's here. I guess this is supposed to be a catch-up episode and everything we missed, but by the stroke of the hip-hop gods.
We got to put this out.
Sheesh.
We should put this out today.
Tomorrow.
We got to put this out.
Oh, my God.
Something told me to check my phone.
Oh, my God, bro. I seen you check your phone.
We literally.
Eden was like, yo.
I literally just asked you. I had literally just asked you, think Kendrick's going to respond? You said it's on time.
Yeah, but
5 minutes later.
I looked at my phone and my man sent me the link. He was like, it's time. I'm like, what?
Oh my God.
And it was the YouTube link. And then now my phone just started.
Bro.
My timeline is on fucking.
Bro. Low would get a text out of us. Listen, you're not beating the PG Low allegations right now.
Yo, not right now.
The PG Low allegations are strong as hell right now. Yo, so Kendrick, forget all this talk about desponding and spiraling. You literally said this man is spiraling.
And you said he's a manipulator.
And I said he's kind of manipulates the beat. We're literally breaking down.
I told you, I'm like, the nigga is spiraling, and Kendrick saw it. And Evan, you could hear it. Like, I'm poking at you, and I got you right where I fucking want you.
Oh, my God.
And what did I say just before this shit?
We are literally breaking down, like, Mel Kiper-ing the shit as it's happening.
What did I say to y'all right before we got that those texts? I said, there are two niggas you don't want to play with. It's Kendrick and it's Pusha. And Kendrick just proved.
Dog.
He was like, and we can go further if you want.
Dog.
He said, we can go further if you want.
I don't know if you know this, but like you were like, those are almost direct quotes. Like,
we kind of predicted this whole thing.
And then Kendrick literally said these shits in the song. And I'm like, what do you know?
What do you know, Low?
Balls are coming out. I'm like, yo, stop playing with me. I know you for almost 20 years. What do you know, Low? What do you know?
Tell us right
now. You said 4 to 5 things that Kendrick literally just said in this song. Spiraling. Two people you don't want to push. This fucking Ghost
Rider. Yeah.
Dog. 20v1's more 1v20. I could make it the Diddy shit. Dog.
even Chubb's caught a stray.
Every single person.
Whoa, I need to hear it again.
He said, I hate the way you dress. I hate the way you walk.
It reminded me of that meme.
Everything about you.
What was the other one? The way he walked, whack. The way he dressed, whack. The way he smiled, but he don't show no teeth, whack. Me, I'm toy as hell.
He said, I hate everything about you.
Kendrick said, me, I'm tight as fuck.
I don't like what he said to you.
I'm about to post that. Nigga, I'm tight as fuck.
Nigga hit me like, yo, it's not mixed and mastered. So the fuck I don't what? That shit is fire.
I don't give a fuck.
That shit don't go on iTunes. Nigga, that shit
6 minutes
cut.
Of flame.
I reserve the right to change my mind about who had the better diss record. I don't know.
Wait, what?
I don't know. No, I'm saying literally a half hour ago. I'm like, yo, as a diss record,
I thought push-ups was better than like that.
Now I could only compare push-ups to what I just heard, and it's only been 7 minutes. 7 minutes that we've just heard this song.
Woo.
We got a lot. There's no way we could break down that 6 minute record.
No.
Right.
It breaks itself down. There's a lot of things. Initial reactions though.
Like,
there's a lot of things that stick out. There's a lot of things that you could tell that his condescending frustration of his disdain towards that nigga just literally showed all 6 minutes. Like the first half where he was just like
singing.
Yeah, like the first half he was just kind of walking us through this shit. I'm like, all right. Like, I'm like, all right.
But I already knew.
I'm like, hold on.
I was like, what's that little
because
beat?
He still like,
he
like,
said
no.
It was 6 minutes. I'm like, this nigga is about to.
I said, he about to hit every voice he got.
When that beat switch.
I'm like, you about to hear all the accents.
All the accents, all the voices.
When that beat switch hit, I'm like, yeah.
I already knew.
It's over.
I said, he about to go in.
But he was
the shit I'm talking about, Kendrick.
But he was.
The shit I'm talking
come
about,
on, Kendrick.
He was walking him.
Let's go.
He was walking him on that first half, though. He walked him a little bit on that first half. He just warmed us up. But
he hit you with a lullaby to start the song.
Cause I was like, if it's gonna be all this, the whole song, you knew it was gonna turn into that.
Oh my God! Listen,
just like all your other fans, Drake,
you on the clock?
You on the clock now? Nah, like I don't.
If I was Drake, honestly, I wouldn't respond.
I need that red button.
Unless he go.
I need that red button.
I don't think. Okay, wait. I don't think.
I'm not putting
push
my
button.
Push the drink.
I'm not. Push a button. Push a button.
I'm not putting.
Care.
I'm not putting Drake on the card.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you something now. Though.
No, it's on.
I don't think he could. Let's preface this first.
Why not?
Let's keep this hip hop. Let's please just keep this hip hop, guys.
But I don't think Drake can respond.
Kendrick camps, Drake camps. Let's just
and say what.
Let's just keep this rap. Because those two, we'll pretend the TaylorMade shit never happened. Don't forget, we'll throw TaylorMade into the super ugly pile where it's just like, all right.
So, I mean, the last verse.
These records happen, but we're just like,
the last verse of TaylorMade was tough, though.
I'm sure it was tough, but we're just.
Yeah, but when I called it corny and lazy, everybody was like, yo, you hate. Like, see, so yeah, now we just deleted.
I didn't hold you. It didn't happen.
Yeah,
I gave TaylorMade like a good 3 strong spins. I'm like, that's weird for me. I'm not gonna do this.
Thank you.
Because
this.
This shit right here.
But this?
This shit right here.
Kendrick can't do it. Kendrick don't got enough. Kendrick can't say anything.
Who said this?
To be fair, you can rewind the tape. I never said that.
I
never said that. Okay. But boy, what
I was banking on Kendrick. I was
what
waiting.
I was Rosie, first responses. What do you think?
What do you mean? Did you not see me? Someone picked me up. Someone picked, because he was saying nothing but facts.
It's on the clock. What time is it right
and then,
now?
Like I said.
It's April 30th, 11:30.
I'm going to have the same energy.
Does he have?
Hold on.
Days?
Wait, no.
To respond?
I'm gonna keep the same energy I kept with Kendrick. I didn't put him on the clock. He moves on his own time. The only reason why I think people are gonna expect Drake to do it rapidly is because he's always just like paying attention.
And he does shit right away.
He does shit right away. So
he's in the booth right now.
I wouldn't be. He's probably right now.
He's in the booth right now.
That's the tough part though. Like, because if Drake just jumps out and just drops a response, and it's
you can't like if he's got anything in the tuck. And was waiting for him.
Red
you
button.
No, not even.
Push it.
No, you can't. You
whatever
can't
it is.
He can't. You got to you gotta listen to this and address this.
I will say
this.
Something. I will say something.
No, you got to address this.
Okay.
That you can't, whatever you got in the cannon,
you
got to scrap
you gotta,
that.
You got to listen gotta to all this and respond. This. I like when Kendrick said, I keep saying we because I'm speaking for the culture.
Yes. Oh my God.
He said, I'm speaking for everybody. And I was
I think that's what really drives it.
Oh, the last line?
The fucking, like, just the biracial, the little jabs about him.
Oh, he said, stop getting black art, stop
anything,
black features.
Anything about being not being black enough and the way he was raised is always seems like the shit that really pokes deep. Like, he responded directly to Ross because Ross kept calling him white boy. And kept calling him all this other shit. And, bro, I said I'm a Drake fan. I'm still a Drake fan. But, Lord, this is what I came to see. This is what it should have been. We didn't need Kanye's fucking verse.
I said that from the jump. I'm like, bro, we didn't need Cole. We didn't need the Weeknd shot.
We didn't need
ASAP
doing that shit.
This is
I thought the Weeknd was cool.
Right.
Oh, I thought it was cute.
Shut up.
Like another
that
singing
nigga,
dude going against
boy.
Them.
This is what I wanted to see. Listen, this is what I wanted to see.
I'm good now. I don't even want to hear Drake's response, honestly.
I do. I want to see if he's built.
This was a gloves off response. This was a song that, dog, I can't. I might be being a super prisoner of the moment.
What?
Fuck it if I am.
What?
But, like, this felt very etherish to me, dog.
Yes.
Like, he poked at every single part of the Drake machine.
It's what he's built, how
his songs are built.
You know what? Why
personally about him.
You know what? I was going to say, you know why it feels etherish to me?
Why?
Because just like ether, he didn't let up not once off of him.
No, he didn't take a bar off.
He didn't take a bar to just make a song. It's all about him. It's facts about you.
Oh, my God.
That's etherish.
That felt very, like, when I'm sitting here, like, trying to catch a lyric that he just said.
Trying to catch everything.
And then he says something else that makes me go,
ah, no!
Let me
run it back.
Yo.
If I was, like, in Sahara, or if I was at work, we probably wouldn't be done with the record.
Don't.
We're going to listen to it eight times after this. Yeah, we would have been done with the record by now.
No, we're going to listen to it 8 times after this.
We're going to break this shit down one more time. Okay. But, yo, so between push-ups like that,
Euphoria. TaylorMade don't count.
We're gonna take. But honestly though, but like you know,
no.
I think it sort of
after
counts.
After hearing this shit,
I think it sort of counts because if you think of our conversation we just had, that was the song that felt like he was spiraling. That's the song that felt like you had to get deleted. Like you're moving sloppily, and like Kendrick,
just
fucking
just
aimed the scope, waited, just 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock? All right, boom. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Now we can react. Okay, so let's get the second listen then. Fuck it. Okay. Throw it back on.
But don't, you don't have to react live. Just if you guys could try to. Genius has a couple lyrics up already, but like look for some lyrics that are on Twitter.
Can we play and pause? Can, like if I tell you pause, can you pause it as we're playing the song? All right, let's fucking go. Let's just break this fucking song down bar for bar right now. As we got a good 15 minutes, 20 minutes left here.
Let's just hard out at 12, right?
Yeah, I got to be at Fanatics at 12:30. Okay. So if we can get out by 12:15, that'll be great. Okay.
Just say like we're gonna react live.
Okay.
And then T just okay, that's not
for you. So maybe we can replace what the footage of us listening to it for the first time. We can use that as B-roll, and then we can break this song down. Like
I'm gonna add a little bit into that.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Perfect. All right. Here we go. It's our second listen now. Now I could actually pause.
God, Kaz.
Oh, what? Kaz. Let it get through real quick.
Your supernatural powers getting silenced. That's exactly what you was talking about. That's like what he's talking
Nobody
about.
Nobody want to listen.
He's too big to fail. He's too big to do all this stuff. Like, nah, he's not too big to fail. This is why. Hit play.
Thinks he's Thanos.
Pause.
Don't pause.
He gonna pause after every lyric. We're not gonna. It's 6 minutes.
Hit the play. Oof. I won't tell the truth about you.
K-Dot! I'm mad I ain't wearing my none of my Kendrick gear today. Tight. I usually wear one.
What's up? How many more fairy tale stories about your life till we had enough? Black enough.
Ooh. Tell them where you get your abs from. Daft Punk with the... That's funny.
I didn't catch that.
Wait, what'd he say?
He's talking about Yachty. He said, Yachty can't teach you such and such. I don't care who you hang with.
It's the voice he's putting now, too. That's my kind of petty right here.
Dog, the accents are so funny, yo.
That's what I knew he was coming with. All 20 personalities. I knew it.
I tell you.
Hold on. Uh-huh. This is my favorite part. Kendrick's such a bully.
Oh my God.
Yo.
Dog, the second time around, it hits even
harder. It's getting better.
The second time around, it hits even harder. The first time is just like the oh my.
Jeez.
God. He went from melody, lullaby dissing them. Mm-hmm. To storytell this in them.
Mm-hmm.
He had like B-sides to the story. He's like, before I finish that, let me tell you about this part.
He said, I'm gonna get to that in 8 bars.
The petty version's like, I don't like the way he says nigga. I know it ain't that deep, but I don't like that shit. just every type of way you could just not like him. Oh my God.
I'm a hater. I hate the way you walk, hate the way you talk.
I'm a real hater, bro.
No, I hate you.
Speaking as somebody who has graduated from being a real hater, I can relate to that very deeply.
Yo, I hate you.
Oh, man.
It's
damn. I know love and peace is always the best way to go, but God damn.
I mean, it's
not more entertaining.
This is what I was saying earlier. I forgot who I was talking to. Like, shit. These niggas don't like each other.
They don't like each
other. And, like, I've never.
It's not just hip hop.
It's hip hop that's driving it. But he was like, this is why I don't like you.
Oh, my gosh.
And everything around you, I don't like.
Eden thankfully pulled up some genius annotation so far that
we got
that has come in. Okay. Let me go to the beat drop, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, nigga, I'm reaping what I sow, okay? Got a Benjamin and a Jackson all in my house like I'm Joe, okay? Hellcat have my own boy sitting type, sell they soul, okay? Everybody want to be a demon till they get chipped by a throwaway. Damn. Let's see what else he got here.
He ain't calling this a throwaway. If this is a throwaway, my God, what he got on the real...
Cole and Aubrey know I'm a selfish nigga. The crown is heavy, huh? I pray they my real friends. If not, I'm YNW Melly. You don't know what? You know
you
what?
You got it, yeah.
Well, I'm glad he still exchanged like the branch of friendship.
Fuck that, no, fuck that. Ain't the branch is like, no, the branch is broken.
Like, yo, we can be friends, but just in case, I will kill you.
The branch is fucking broken. Fuck that.
Oh my God.
Peter Rosenberg, the way Kendrick ends this song is almost unresponsive.
Dog, what can you say back to this? What can you say?
That's what I'm saying. That's the best bar of the last one.
I'm trying to give this man the benefit of the doubt. I'm trying to make
it. You can't respond.
Here's the thing.
If I was such a big Drake hater, I'd be like, you lost.
Here's the thing.
I'm trying to, hey man, fight back.
Drake is undisputed king of hip hop mainstream. Like, sales wise, numbers wise, all undisputed. That type of stuff. He is undisputed. I think anybody who has followed his career for as long as we all have knows that somewhere deep down inside, he craves that sort of cultural currency and respect that Kendrick just has.
Which is why he says we, because the culture don't and fuck with dug,
you. He said and we because I'm speaking Kendrick for everybody.
Kendrick saw that soft spot and was like, I'm stabbing.
We
that
don't
shit.
Fuck
He saw every soft spot.
Every single spot. That spoke to his insecurities about his race, mm-hmm. about his place in hip hop, mm-hmm. about how he got there, how even the shit about just being misogynist. Like there was like bars like, dog, like you're.
I really don't think you like women.
Yeah, like bro, it's like when
you might pop some ass
like,
with him.
Two bad bitches and like, dog, he just
popping ass with him is crazy, Kendrick.
Listen,
I mean, he danced a little bit on the line of the homophobia, but we'll let that slide.
Kendrick. Like,
he danced a little bit on the homophobia. We'll let that slide.
I don't think that's what he did.
I don't think he danced on any line.
I don't think he danced on anything.
No, on the line of homophobia.
That nigga A-Town stomped but on every line. Like, let's be very clear. This was direct. This
he
was
walk everywhere.
This was exclusively for Aubrey.
Oh my God!
I'm surprised they called him Aubrey.
He dug up roots. He dug up like flowers. Like he just went. I'm like, yo.
And low as the keys, I'm glad he stood up for Pharrell, bro.
He said he'll take over that beef. He inherited.
I'll inherit that.
I'm like, man, Pharrell don't bother nobody, dog.
He said, I'll inherit that.
That's my nigga,
I'll
man.
I'll take that on.
He about to take on everybody's beef from Drake. That's it.
Verse 20 though.
God damn.
No, Kendrick just took
said,
it all.
I gotta fight all who the all
he
the
just Infinity fight. Stoned up and said, I got this, guys.
Dog,
for the culture.
If Drake is Thanos, Kendrick might be Tony Stark, bro. Like,
in that situation.
He essentially suicide bombed himself into Thanos. He basically said, like, yo,
I'll sacrifice.
If it means taking you down,
I'll do everybody down, bro.
I'll take all the Infinity Stones. Yo. I don't care if it kills me. Woo. I'll do it.
All right.
That was God damn.
All right.
So you don't like that record?
That's what he said. I like that record.
Oh man. Even if he didn't send a cease and desist record on like that, it's a good lie to tell.
That's a great lie to tell. Because I'm like, did he really do that?
He said, damn, I like that record.
He's already proven that he will do that to French Montana. So even if it's the truth or not, it's still believable given the circumstances.
Yeah.
It's believable.
Also, who produced that?
I don't give a fuck.
Gosh, I don't know.
No, I want to know because that shit was fire.
It wasn't Metro.
I'll tell you that.
Tell you who it won't.
That wasn't Metro. Wasn't no drums in that bitch. Yeah. Man.
There's nothing else to say, guys.
There really isn't. I'm happy.
Dog. I am.
That was my Thanksgiving dinner. That was like my third plate. Like I'm fed.
Listen.
I got left.
We started this episode saying it was beef season.
It's beef season. If you don't like somebody, call them out right now. Tell them right now. Tell them right now.
Somebody that dude
don't fuck with
crazy
them.
Today.
You don't fuck with somebody, you tell them today.
He would respond the day we come back and the allegations of me.
It's the perfect time to come
who
back.
Who got a studio? I'm ready.
I'm ready to
that
stop.
That would be the day.
Y'all don't got no shit to say? Y'all don't want to go to the booth real quick?
I mean, I got some shit to get off my chest.
Let's come on. Let's go. And we saying names, too.
You know what I mean? So we saying names and everything out here, B.
Yo, Kendrick gonna have us in some shit.
Listen, Joel Embiid, you little bum with your lazy ass, son. I got some lot of things to get off my chest. Don't wait till tomorrow to tell that dude he ain't shit today.
That'd be funny.
Shout out to Kevin Williams.
That'd be funny as fuck if y'all lose tonight, too.
It would be funny if we lose.
That'd be funny.
They're not gonna win.
Get into my OJ theory and all that shit. about the New York sports.
You got to it, but then Kendrick
all that.
Just...
Then Kendrick said, fuck all that. We're talking about rats today.
Don't you got to peel out?
I got to peel out and do some...
I just, you know what it is, though? I'm not going to lie to you. I just don't care anymore.
Every note that you saw, I'm like, yep.
I care now.
Down the drain.
Just when I was getting to like, all right, it's kind of passed. All right.
What?
Kanye kind of came and made it a little weak and dry and all
that. Oh, no. I was...
Kendrick just said, wake up, nigga. We back here.
And shout out, thank you, Kendrick, by the way, because I was on my boys' podcast last week and they asked me who I had and I was the only one in the room that said Kendrick and they looked at me like I was crazy.
Well, they ain't looking
talk at your
you.
Shit now.
They ain't looking at you crazy today.
Yeah, they better not
my,
be.
If you don't want to get cursed out, if you don't want to get hip hop down and up and left and right, stay the fuck off my timeline because I have a lot of time.
Let me tell you something.
I ain't responding to nobody.
If there was any anything in the air that let us know it was a good time to come back and it was time to be back.
So what are we gonna call this?
That was
you know. Remember when Ether came out? He's like, oh, you got Ethered. What are we going to call this?
Euphoria?
You got Euphoria?
I don't know if we got nah, we got to let that.
We got to let it sink a little bit.
That ether verb came a long time after. We just 30 minutes.
We had to go to the scorecards. You had to do the compy box score.
I'm not going
to.
We just 30 minutes in.
Listen, 30 minutes in. 10.
I mean, listen. I got to break this down.
Drake, you said you wanted a response. You said you wasn't gonna let him go away.
And
now,
I'm not putting him on the clock. I'm not putting him on the clock either.
Now it's time.
But now, brother,
that detonator. Where's that red button he's talking about?
You better sit with this. Whatever you had prior to, get rid of it. Sit with this motherfucker because there's a lot of shit in there that
to unpack.
You need to address directly. We know you're capable, but man, it's not looking good right now.
I think Drake, this is good though, because
it's great.
I feel like every time Drake has been painted into a corner, he's came out swinging, especially in this.
But he always does that.
And
when his back's against the wall, he really his percentage.
If he really wants to calm those that 20-1 talk down, he dropped something today.
Don't rush.
That's the thing. If he rushes and it's whack, if he rushes and it's fire. Oh, shit, this motherfucker really came with it.
But if he waits and it's phenomenal, we never know.
In any case, man, that has been Say Less with Kaz, Oki, and Rosie. Welcome back. Thank you so much for bringing us back here. Oh, what a day to be back, y'all.
What a time.
Anything you want to say before you get out of here?
Not really, man. I'm just...
The irony. What a time.
My head is still... I'm over here. I still got
the lyrics to parse through.
Yeah, like, I'm just glad to be back.
What so.
Thank you, Kendrick,
time.
For restoring the feeling. So we'll see what Drake has, but...
Be alive.
Rosie? Yeah,
that's it.
I'm about to... Crip walk home, bro.
I'll just say it's just good to be in the room with you. Especially as this said, there's no other way I wanted to hear this song for the first time than with around you.
Yeah, guys. That was God. So God,
that was God saying, you need more of this, guys. Yeah. Let's get back to this. With that being said, you'll be seeing a lot more going forward. Eden's here too, by the way. So Eden's been producing. Shout out to Eden. So it was good juju in this room. Good juju.
I love it.
That's it for today's episode of Say Less with Kaz, Oki, and Rosie. You can catch me on Fanatic Sportsbook, catch me on The Ringer, catch me doing a bunch of stuff throughout the year. And yeah, thank you so much. Right here is most importantly, you can catch me right here, Say Less with Kaz, Oki, and Rosie, youtube.com/Kazeem. Catch us on all our socials at Kazeem, at LowkeyUHTN, at It's Rosie on IG and Twitter, X, right? Yeah, all that stuff. And all that stuff. And Threads, I guess. That was a thing since we were gone. So, yeah, catch us on Threads. And TikTok, I guess. But anyway, like we always do with this time, it's been so long since I got to say this. But it feels so good to say it. Stay free, stay safe, and always say less. Catch y'all next time, people.
Peace.
Man, damn.
Kung Fu Kenny, bro. Look, this is what he did.